Our region has attracted the attention of the Terminator. Arnold Schwarzenegger is raising money for efforts in two Mountain West states to end gerrymandering.
I'm right now on a campaign to terminate gerrymandering.
We've heard that term a lot these days, but do we really know what it means? Ray Ellen Bichelle is here to help us out.
Aside from an exceptional amount of pigeon poop, this street corner in Denver looks totally normal. Deceptively normal.
There are buses crossing, there are cars zooming by.
That's Amanda Gonzalez, and she knows something that the people waiting to cross this street don't. That when they step off this curb, they are walking the plank, crossing an invisible precipice.
The invisible line isn't discernible from any other place on this corner.
It's the line that separates a district represented by one politician from a district represented by another. And people don't seem to give a pigeon poop about it.
Hi, did you know that you're standing on the line between District 31 and 34?
It doesn't make any difference to me, sorry.
Nope, never really concerned me. Just crossing Colfax Broadway.
These lines are everywhere, crisscrossing through cities and fields, sometimes cutting right between neighboring houses in a gated community. And Gonzalez says they're really important. She's the executive director of Colorado Common Cause. It's one of many groups backing a measure in Colorado that wants to drastically change who draws those lines.
Hopefully, after November, the people drawing that line will be people just like you and me. Right now, it's largely politicians that draw it.
Historically, state legislatures have drawn those maps. And this is where gerrymandering comes in. The party in power can draw the map in a way that will make it easier for its party members to get elected in the future. Imagine a pizza with olives and tomatoes on it. There are all sorts of creative ways to cut up the pizza. Some ways would leave each piece looking pretty much 50-50, olive-tomato. Other slicings might cluster all the olives on one piece, or do the opposite, leave hardly any olives at all. Now, imagine the olives are Democrats and the tomatoes are Republicans, or vice versa. That's gerrymandering.
And that's a huge problem for our democracy.
That's Michael Lee. He's a redistricting expert at NYU's Brennan Center for Justice.
By no means are the Rocky Mountains the worst states, but you know the problem of gerrymandering is one that has been growing and is one that is getting worse.
He says when state legislatures are in charge of drawing the district maps, it's kind of like letting the fox design the hen house.
It's sort of counter to the vision of how most people think the democracy should work. You should be able to throw the rascals out, and unfortunately, the rascals have engineered it so they never get thrown out.
But states like Colorado and Utah are part of a bigger trend to change things. This November, voters in both states will decide if they're going to take the map-drawing power out of the hands of legislators and put it into the hands of regular citizens. In Utah, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle would choose those people. Colorado's plan is more extreme, as this commercial explains.
No lobbyists, no politicians, gerrymandering banned.
Retired judges would choose some of the regular people to put on the commission. The others would be chosen at random from a pool of applicants. The combined group would be equal parts Republican, Democrat, and independent.
Yes, that's essentially how it works.
Kent Theory is one of the architects behind Colorado's amendments.
If we pass this, we will probably have, unambiguously, the most thoughtful gerrymandering reform initiative in America.
That may be an exaggeration, but I asked Michael Lee, will these measures in Utah and Colorado truly prevent gerrymandering in our states?
Yes. If they pass, they will be models for states around the country.
Most importantly, he says, both measures would make partisan gerrymandering illegal. Right now, it isn't.
The Supreme Court has deadlocked on the issue repeatedly. And so right now, there really isn't a way to go into court and say this map is unfair. This map is a partisan gerrymander.
Both of these measures would make that possible. So even if an evil mastermind found a way to game the system and get those regular citizens to gerrymander, voters would have a way to fight back.
Yes, that's huge. The ability to go to court is absolutely huge, and it's part of a growing trend.
One that's especially relevant now. The 2020 census is right around the corner, and when those results come back, it'll be time to draw new maps. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.